Chapter 2. Pinocchio was excited. He was going to school to learn things. Geppetto made him a smart new set of clothes. He made him a red coat and some wooden shoes.
"You look very smart," said Geppetto.
"Now I am ready to go to school," said Pinocchio. But Pinocchio needed one more thing to go to school. He needed a school book. School books cost money, and Geppetto did not have much money. Pinocchio was very upset. Geppetto got up, put his coat on, and went into town. When he came back, he had the school book, but he did not have his coat.
"Where is your coat?" said Pinocchio.
"I do not need a coat as much as you need a school book," said Geppetto.
Geppetto sold his coat to pay for the school books. Pinocchio was very grateful. He hugged Geppetto.
"You are a very good father," he said. "In school, I will learn to read and write and do maths. Then I will be clever and I will earn a lot of money. And the first thing I will buy with that money is a new coat for you. It shall be a special coat made of silver and gold with diamond buttons."
Pinocchio walked to school. He was very happy and in a good mood. He was nearly there when he heard a noise. It was a musical noise of pipes and drums.
"Pi-pi-pi! Pi-pi-pi!"
went the pipes.
"Zum, zum, zum, zum!"
went the drums. Pinocchio was very interested in that noise.
"How annoying that I have to go to school," he thought. "I want to go and see what that noise is." Pinocchio had to make a decision. Should he go to school or follow the noise?
"Today I will follow the noise," he decided.
"There's plenty of time to go to school tomorrow."
So Pinocchio turned away from school to follow the noise. It led to a little wooden shed painted in bright colours. People were waiting outside.
"What's going on?" Pinocchio asked a boy.
"Read the sign," said the boy.
"Tomorrow I will learn to read," said Pinocchio. "But today I cannot."
The boy told him that the sign said, "Puppet show." Pinocchio was very interested to see a puppet show.
"When does the show start?" he asked.
"In a few minutes," said the boy.
"How much does it cost?" said Pinocchio.
4 coins, said the boy.
Pinocchio did not have any coins. He could not afford to see the show.
"Will you lend me 4 coins? Pinocchio asked the boy.
The boy laughed.
"No! Why should I?"
A man heard their conversation.
"I will give you 4 coins for that school book," he said to Pinocchio.
Pinocchio wanted to see the puppet show very much, so he gave the man his school book.